Slichas coming around the bend. Let's take a look at Hilchus Rosh Hashanah in the sixth chelik, last chelik of Mishnah Berurah, Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph, which is on the equivalent of page 103, Dine Yimea Tachnunim, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, that's 581. Nogim says the Mechaber Lokum v'Ashmores Lomar Slichos v'Sachanunim Merosh Chodesh Elul v'Eilech Ad Yom HaKippurim. This is, of course, the minhag of the Sfaradim that they begin to recite Slichos from Rosh Chodesh itself, the beginning of Elul. Now, what is the Mechaber emphasizing here when he says Lakum bi Ashmores, which we'll see a similar language in the Ramah, just a different date? If you look at the Mishnah Berurah of Karnal, the Sofa Laila, there's something very special about the end of the night, which is before daybreak, and that is Shakarish Baruch Hu Shat Ba'olam Azev Hu Eis Ratzon. There's some sort of special divine providence over the world, some connection between Hashem and the world during this period of time, and that makes it into an Eis Ratzon. It's a good time for davening. Umashe Nagu Mirosh Chodesh Sha'oz Ola Moshe Bar Sinai L'Kabal Luchos Achronos. So we're talking about a period of time which is 40 days from the time that Moshe goes up to the mountain to receive the second set of luchos until Yom HaKippurim. So that's from Rosh Chodesh El till Yom HaKippurim, a 40-day period. Moshe comes down on Yom Kippur with the Besorah of Tzolachti Kidvarecha. Ve'aviru shofar b'machne. And they blew a shofar, so to speak, as a clarion call to notify the people, Moshe Ol Lahar. Moshe went up to the mountain. Shlo yitu od achar avodah zarah. And at this point, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to the mountain. They blow the shofar. It's an Eis Ratzon. And what about the month of Elul? The name of Elul itself is indicative that this is a special month. Ika smachto mikra ani l'dodi v'dodi li rashitevos Elul. So we have an otrikun of El, which is Anili Dodi Vidodi Li, special relationship and a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Sofei Telos, Ola Arboin. So at the end of each one of these four words, we have a Yud times 4 is 40. Keneged Arboim Yom corresponds to the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh El until Yom HaKippurim. And these are days of Tshuva, days in which God receives that tshuva mekubeles, lios libo karvel dodo b'tshuva. The heart of the Jew is close to that of the dodo's beloved husband, who is symbolic representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oz dodo karov lo, and the beloved husband is close to the raya, that's the Knesset Yisrael. L'kabel tshuvaso me'ava, to accept the tshuva of Klal Yisrael with love. The Od Semach, there's another Smach in the Mikra, Umol Hashem Elkeches Levovcha Veslevav Zarecha. And if you take these words, Es Levovcha Veslevav, the first letter in each word spells out El, Rosh Tevis El. So we begin, according to the Sfaradim, with Rosh Chodesh El to recite Slichos and Tachnunim from Rosh Chodesh El and onwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says, "Avol Rosh Chodesh Gufa Ein Omrim Slichos Tachnunim." On Rosh Chodesh, we have more of a happy day, not so much a solemn day. So we wait until after Rosh Chodesh. V'chein Noagim Lomar Tehillim Kol El Im Tachnunim Yiratzon is again Ein LaHaskel Rosh Chodesh. There's another minhag, apparently even amongst Ashkenazim, to recite Tehillim during the entire month of El, as a kind of supplication, tachnunim. Again, we begin after Rosh Chodesh, not on Rosh Chodesh. And this goes on until Yom HaKippurim. Mishnah Berurah number Beis writes, V'nogim v'b'dinasenu, Mirosh Chodesh El Ad Yom HaKippurim Lomer B'chol Yom Acher Gmar HaTfilim Mizmor L'Dovid Hashem Ori Boker Vo'erev. So twice a day from Rosh Chodesh till Yom Kippur, and we're going to soon see that there's a minute to go even beyond Yom Kippur, we recite L'Dovid Hashem Ori. And this is an appropriate choice for the days of El and Yom and Aser Shmei Tshuva, and recite it twice a day. The Omer Achra of Kaddish, the Onu Noagim Loma, we stretch out L'Dovid Hashem Ori Ad Shmini Atzeres V'Ad Bechlal. B'Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf Achra Gmar Tefila Shachris. This is not our minog, but the Mishnah Berurah codifies this minhag that we recite L'Dovid Hashem Ori after Shachris, before they begin the recitation that precedes the Hotzos HaSefer, before in Kamocha V'Elokim Hashem, U'Be'erev Achat Tfilas HaMincha. And again, this is more typical of the Sephardim than it is of the Ashkenazim. U'Bimkomo Sha'omrim Oso Achar Gmar Tfila B'Rosh Chodesh Yesh Lahakdim Mizmor Baruchi Nafshi. So we have a minhag already on Rosh Chodesh to recite L'Dovid Hashem Ori. First, we should recite Baruch Nafshi, and then L'Dovid Hashem Ori. V'chein v'v'kovu sh'omrim also achar tefilas shachris, v'nogim gam kein lomar shir shal yom achar tefilas shachris, yesh lahakdim ashir shal yom. So when we recite the shir shal yom after shachris, we should postpone L'Dovid Hashem Ori till after we recite the shir shal yom. It's very interesting that he writes v'nogim Lomar Shir Shal Yom Achatfil Shachris. Is that a matter of a minhag? As if to say some don't have that minhag. I never saw the absence of that minhag. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't explain what's unique about L'Dovid Hashem Ori. There are so many different kapitlach tehillim that theoretically could have been very good candidates, excellent candidates for the month of Elul. Perhaps because Yishi and Ori are darshan by Chazal as alluding to the days of awe of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Perhaps because the theme of L'Dovid Hashem Ori is to rededicate ourselves. Achash Alti Meis Hashem, Osa Vaki Shivti Veis Hashem. We want to be close to Hashem, Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. And the theme, of course, of Ki Avi Vimi Azavuni Vashem Yasfeni, a certain reliance on Hashem. He is a good friend that we can rely on. We don't have our parents, we rely on Hashem. In the Mishnah Berurah Gimel, he says, Yesh Maskilin Miyom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh. As far as, oh, gee, we didn't read the Ramah. The Ramah writes, "Uminig bnei Ashkenaz einu ken elam yirosh chodesh v'elch maschil litkoa achar tefilas shachris." So we begin blowing daily the shofar from Rosh Chodesh El, and here the Mishnah Berurah codifies two minhagim. Some blow the shofar already on the first day of Rosh Chodesh. Some wait till the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is Aleph El. And the Mishnah Berurah seems to advocate in favor of the second minhag. And we start blowing the shofar on the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Yesh Yizkor b'chol boker achat tefila. So we wait till after the tefila in the morning, and then we blow the shofar. Nogim b'chol yom shel yimei chol mirosh chodesh el v'elech achar tefila omer b'tzibur asara mizmorim. This is a minhag that we're not so familiar with, and that is that during this period of time from Rosh Chodesh and on, after the tefila, we recite as a matter of a tzibur davening. This is the entire public, the entire congregation. Ten kapitlach of tilim. Ubiyehi ratzon shelfnei amiraso. The Mishnah Berurah wants to advocate a certain change, a certain musuk that appears in the sidurim, and that is bahem shivim shana. He wants to take that out. The Kevin Shein Omrim Sefer Shalem, since we're not reading the entire book of Tehillim, Yesh Lomer Bizchus Mizmorei Tehillim Shekaranu Lefanecha. So we're not going to mention the schus of the Sefer Tehillim, but Mizmorei, certain Tehillim, individual Tehillim that we recite. V'achar Yiratzon Omer Kaddish. We recite Kaddish because the entire Tzibur was reciting these 10 Prakim together as a Tzibur. But V'yemein Tzom Asar, if we don't have 10 people, V'shas Amir Satilim, U'mamtinin Al Echad, She'yashlim Haminyin, so we're reciting Tehillim with 9, we're waiting for the center. Yesh L'Shayer Mizmor Echad, we should omit one capital. V'yomru, and you should recite it only after the 10th person come in, so that then you could say Kaddish. Meaning the 10th person should not come in and just join us for the Kaddish, he should be there ready for the Amir's Tehillim, so we have to leave out and wait with one to, at least one capital Tehillim until the 10th man comes. U'b'yimei HaTshuva, Shebein Rosh Hashanah L'Yom HaKippurim, during Aser Yisrael Tshuva, Omrim Yosem Aser Mizmor, we add even more Mizmorim in order to complete the Book of Tehillim 3 times before Yom Kippur. That's the minhag that he quotes in the name of the Matafrayim. Now, I'm not familiar with this minhag. Tehillim is always a good thing, so we can certainly advocate this. And if you hear about this minhag, please let me know. So we have machlokes minhagim, chilukim minhagim, as far as when to begin the recitation of slichos. The Ashkenazim will wait, as we'll soon see, until right before Rosh Hashanah, or possibly a full week before Rosh Hashanah in certain cases, whereas the Sfaradim are already starting slichos and tachnunim on Rosh Chodesh, or the day after Rosh Chodesh, El. The recitation of slichos is really a tefillah unto itself. And many of the laws of tefillah are reflected in the structure and the seder of slichos. And just to mention a few of them, a few examples, we have a recitation of Ashrei to introduce the slichos. We have a Chatzi Kaddish, and then we start with Psukei Dezimra, not exactly in the same order and the same Psukim that we recite every day in Shacharis before Tefillah, but nevertheless Psukei Dezimra. And that's going to lead us ultimately to Bakoshos. Those Bakoshos are integrated into the very fabric of the slichos themselves, but we culminate that with Shmakolenu, which is the end of our bakoshos, like we do in tefillah. And of course we end with tachanun, like we do in tefillah, and kaddish tiskabel. If you take a look in the Sefer Harei Kedem, and you'll see the section on Rosh Hashanah, he has a whole discussion here about the similarity, the absolute mirror image between the Seder HaSlichos and Tefillah itself. If we take a look at the Mishnah Berurah number Dalid, we'll see that he talks about the Slichos themselves, whether it has to be recited only by a minion and not less than a minion. Let's first go through the Ramah. The Ramah says that we begin on Rosh Chodesh El to blow the shofar after Tefillah Shacharis. V'yesh Mekomos, we're here now on page 104, Shetokin Gam Kein Arvis. Once again, it's a minhag that we're not familiar with, to blow a second time after Ma'ariv. V'omdim Bashmores, slightly different language than the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, Noagim Lokum Bashmores, he has Lamod Bashmores. We wake up early. Lomar Slichos Biyom Rishon Shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. So we begin the week of Rosh Hashanah with Slichos. V'yimchal Rosh Hashanah Sheni O Shlishi. Now the Ramah wants to guarantee that we have at least 4 days of Slichos. So that if Rosh Hashanah is on a Monday, or as it is this year, or a Tuesday, you won't be able to fit in 4 days of slichas. Is therefore maschil miyom rishon shavua. No, it's always got to be on a Sunday, or more accurately, we started a Motzei Shabbos, and that is before Rosh Hashanah. But we have to guarantee 4 days of slichas. So that if Rosh Hashanah falls on a Monday, we would not have 4 days of slichas. We started on Sunday. We'd be left with 2 days of slichas, or maybe even 1 day of slichas, I should say. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah number Daled. The Af Yachid Yachal Lomar Asam She'ed Bram Yud Gimel Midos. Now, our meaning is that each one of the slichos culminate with Yud Gimel Midos. Apparently, the Mishnah Berurah addresses a different kind of a Seder HaSlichos in which the Yud Gimel Midos is left for specific slichos, but not for all those slichos. So for the bulk of the slichos, where there's no Yud Gimel Midos, there's no problem for the Yochid to recite the slichos. He doesn't need a tzibur to recite Yud Gimel Midos. He's not reciting Yud Gimel Midos. But for slichos in Iskai Yud Gimel Midos, when the Yochid gets to a slicha that has Yud Gimel Midos in it, then Yidalig Osan Tevos. He should skip the Yud Gimel Midos. V'chein, and furthermore, Osan Abakoshos, Shehem B'loshen Targum, there are a number of paragraphs that are written in the Siddur in Aramaic, Kagon Machsi, Umase, Umarin Divishmaya, Lo Yomer Kishye Ein Sham Minyan Asara. For that, to recite a Bakosha in Aramaic, we need a minyan. And he quotes this in the name of the Elio Rabba. Kshemaschilin Slichos Omrim Elokeinu Velikev Usenu. The opening to Slichos is Elokeinu Velikev. Chutz mi Slicha Maschelos B'Shem Echad Mishmosim Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you have a Slicha that begins with one of the names of God, then you omit Elokeinu Velikev Usenu. Kosev Abu Jaham. Vayikra b'shem Hashem, yesh la'afsik ma'at bein b'shem u'bein Hashem. Take a little short pause between the word b'shem, vayikra b'shem, and the name of God. Im ein minyan b'eis amiris ashrei yomar slichos. They should jump into slichos without a minyan, leave out the ashrei, k'shivo a minyan, when they finally get a minyan, then they will recite Kaddish in the middle of the slichos. So in such a case, we're going to omit Ashrei. Ubelio Rabba Kosav Shiyomru Acharkach Shlosha Psukim Kishiyesh Minyan. Once we get a minyan, you should be careful to recite 3 psukim. And that, I think, he means will set up the tzibur and the kaddish. V'im hoya minyan b'tchilas amiris haslichos b'sof yotzim miktosim. What's the din if part of the minyan dropped out before they finished the slichos? Yesh lomer demikova, we can still complete the slichos. Demikova kom omer kaddish achra slichos. It means that just like in Shmon Esrei, let's say in Chazor Sashatz, you begin with a minyan, you can complete even without a minyan. Here too, you could, this also is indicative of what we discussed before, that slichos is a seder atfilah. B'yom rishon shel lifnei Rosh Hashanah, Ratzalomar yom rishon shel shavua shechal lifnei Rosh Hashanah. So that's the Sunday before Rosh Hashanah. B'yom rishon shavua shelafanov. And why is that? Mishum Shaharbe Nogim Lis Anos Asara Yomim Im Yom HaKippurim. Those who have accepted upon themselves a commitment to fast for 10 days, including Yom Kippur, from Rosh Hashanah and on, Uliyom Yachzur Arba Yomim. There are 4 days on which they won't be able to fast. Mi Rosh Hashanah V'yad Yom Kippur. Shiyuchul Asanos Nanin Shnei Yomim Shor Rosh Hashanah Shabashuva. The Erev Yom HaKippurim. There are 4 days in which he must eat and he cannot fast. within the 10. So now he has to make up those 4 days of fasting. And how does he do so? By reciting Slichos. L'chein tzorech lahashlim arba yomim kodim Rosh Hashanah k'dei she'yeh yom mesuyam la'schola. But in addition to this, besides the number 4, they wanted to pinpoint and single out 1 day to begin the Slichos, and they were misakin yom rishon. Start the week after Shabbos with Slichos. Now there's a lot on this concept of connecting Motzei Shabbos with Slichos. The Otam Shekovar Arba Yomim, another explanation, this has to do with a concept called Bikur. Shekei Matzinu Bekarbonos Sheteunim Bikur. In other words, we have to check out the carbon, the animal, because maybe it has a mum, it has a blemish, and we require 4 days before you bring the carbon, a minimum 4 days of Bikur, to check out the animal, make sure it doesn't have any blemishes. Ubechala karbonos shebeparshas Pinchas ksiv v'kravtem ola. Uberash Hashanah ksiv v'asisem ola. And what this means is, v'asisem ola, you should make yourselves into an ola. In other words, the lamit shev Rosh Hashanah yasa adam es atzmo kilu makar es atzmo. He himself is the karma. And if that be the case, he needs arba yom of bikur before the karma. And that means to cleanse himself of all the blemishes. We're not talking about physical blemishes, but spiritual blemishes of sin. And he should do tshuva. So the shliach tzibur, now he's going to talk about the shliach tzibur. Now this is based on the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and he actually, with a capital H, he actually, you know, acted out the entire Seder HaTefillah of Slichos, and he was Mas'ati B'Talas. He wrapped himself in a talis. All this is kaviyochel. I mean, we're talking about the Ribono Shel Olam. He doesn't have a goof, and he's infinite. But Ashliach Tzibur misatev petalis b'shosha omrim yud gimel midos afshu kodim or ayom. Now we learned in Hilchas Tzitzis that you have to wait until daybreak because it says urisim oso. But in this case, we're going to allow you to be misatev petalis even before daybreak. Of course, you'll have to omit the bracha. And the reason for that is because Yud Gimel Midos is Seder HaTefillah and it requires Ituf, Betalis. Now, would it be that he can make the bracha on the Talis according to one opinion, that's the Rosh's opinion, because it's a Begid Yom, and if you wear a Begid Yom Balayla, you're Chayiv in Tzitzis, so you should be making a brach on that. But here we have to worry about the Rambam Shita, and the Rambam says that even if you have a Begid Yom Balayla, you don't make the brach, it's not a mitzvah of Tzitzis, because the mitzvah of Tzitzis is only by day and not by night. So we have to be choshish for the Rambam Shita, and if the Shliach Tzibur is donning his talis before daybreak, even though the talis is a Begid Yom, we have to worry about the Rambam Sheet, it's not Zman Tzitzis, and therefore he has to omit the bracha. All this is one opinion, which, let's see if he tells you who's speaking over here. Okay, I don't know right now. Oh yeah, the Levush. However, the Taz, he's a Golo, the Taz is not happy. He says, the Lomelo lahachtas asu l'dover shesh bo sofek. Why should he deliberately put on this talis at a time period which is a suffix, whether he's yotze the mitzvah or not? Al kein lo yito oz talis shalo. The better etzah would be, instead of taking his own talis, which he's obligated in tzitzis, let him take someone else's talis. However, lo hatalis shel hakohol. He should not don the talis of the shul itself. Shehu gam kein kishlo. That's again a suffix that maybe has to make a bracha because he's one of the partners and owns his chelik in the talis. El yikach talis shel chavero. The bezelu kuliyama potum mitzitzis. The Torah says that your chayim and tzitzis on your beged. If you don't have ownership of the beged, you're not chayim and tzitzis. So by borrowing someone else's beged, you're for sure potter from tzitzis. And therefore, you can put on the talis only l'chvod atzibur, but not for the mitzvah of tzitzis. Again, it's too early for the mitzvah of tzitzis, at least according to the Rambam Shita. V'yachamin shenotlo chak l'kovod v'lo l'knoso. He should make sure in this case that when he takes his friend's talis, he does not have any intention to acquire ownership over the talis. And if you take a look in the Shara Tziyun of Behei, he writes, "Vafilu leman de machmir liel b'simen yedal b'talis she'ula mitzuyetzes." So there is one man who says, if you borrow someone else's talis, then you make a bracha on the tzitzis. Hainu b'stoma, that's a general rule of kshenotu b'chaver b'chavona shlo liknos. If he has a definite kavona that he doesn't want to possess, he doesn't want to achieve any ownership over the talis, kuliyalma ain't tzarch levarech olav. We all agree that he doesn't have to make a bracha. So in the case of talis she'ula, since he has in mind to achieve some level of possession of the talis, which is called she'ela, so with that in mind, we might require a bracha on the tzitzis, because in that case you have some element of bialis of ownership over the tzitzis. But here he has in mind that he doesn't want to acquire any ownership over the talis. What happens? He can't get access to any other talis except for his own. Nevertheless, you should go ahead and wear the talis, but leave out the bracha. And then kishayer hayom, when it gets after daybreak, yamashmesh betzitziosav v'yavarech. Then he can gain the bracha. You know, in some parts of the world, they daven when it's still dark out. So when you put on your talis, you should not be making your bracha. You should be making your bracha later on with daybreak, which is called mishayakir. Ule'inyan amiras birchas hator v'al netilas yadayim asher yotzar. So this is a long discussion back on Siman Vav. What should he do? Should he recite all these brachos at home before Slichos, or should he wait until after Slichos? The Mechaber says the Fanda, and then we're going further in the Ramah. This is a very long Ramah. The Ramah says, "The avel also lotzes mi beisok day likones beisakness lishmat aslichos." As important as slichos are, they're not more important than the din of shiva, which means that the avel, the rachman of the son, has to stay within the confines of the house for the entire 7 days of shiva. He doesn't go out even for slichos. Milvad, but the one exception of erev Rosh Hashanah, the slichos of erev Rosh Hashanah are not only quantitatively different, but even qualitatively different, in the sense that that's the Iker day of Slichos before we enter Rosh Hashanah. And the Avel, if he cannot get a minion together for Slichos in his base Avel, he goes out to the base HaKnesses. Shemar b'masli yochala Avel ikonis base HaKnesses. Now he has a discussion in the Ramah about who is a good candidate for the Shliach Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur in Slichos is very, very important. Plays a crucial role. He replaces Moshe Rabbeinu. So you want to make sure that he's up to par. Now the Mishnah Berurah No. Hey adds that there's going to be another occasion in which we're going to allow the Avel to leave the base Avel for the sake of Slichos. And that's on Erev Yom HaKippurim, b'makom shemar b'mislichos. We don't have that minig of ribui slichos. We have a very, very short slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. Those who have a longer slichos, in such a case, we're going to allow the Ovel to leave his house. V'yedagdaku latzar achar shliach tzibra yoser hagun v'hayoser gadol b'torav maisim tom shef shalimtzo. The Ramos says we should be very careful about who we appoint as the Shliach Tzibur for Slichos. Find the best person, Yosser Hagun, Yosser Gadol B'Torah of Maisim Tovim. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah number 10, Nagu Lavar Lifnei Ateva Parnosim Manhigim Shiyodim B'Tzar Ador. There are those individuals who are in charge of divvying up the communal chest, the communal stock of money for the aniyim and those who are in desperate need for money. And they play a leadership role in which they can really empathize with the tsar of the generation. And they would be excellent candidates to lead the slichos as a shliach tzibur. But hainu dafka kishem ne'monim u'megidim al ador u'merutzim la'am. When do we appoint these parnasim, these leaders, as the shots for slichos? That's only if they're absolutely reliable, they're really out there to protect and protect the generation and save people who are in anguish, who are in financial stress and strapped for money, from their ameliorate that situation. Such a person is a great candidate. If he's Merutz La'am, if the people want him to be the Shliach Tzibur, he says that Bavonoseinu Rabbi B'dor HaZeh is V'chuli K'day L'sakein Pirtzu Zu Roish Espalat Shivitzibur HaKavua. It seems that the Dor was not very careful about this, and they allowed anyone, whoever it is, who wanted to go up and daven as a Shliach Tzibur. Therefore, he advocates in favor of an exclusive upstandic in candidate or appointment of the Shliach Tzibur Kavur. Whoever is the Shliach Tzibur Kavur in that minion, he's the one who should lead the Slichos. This way we avoid situations in which someone who's really not Roy, he's not up to par, he shouldn't be the Shliach Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah continues that he kala ozer b'masayim l'shiach tzibur she'eino hagun. Those who, in a sense, push a person towards being the shliach tzibur, when that person is not hagun, he's not an ethical person, he's not roy, is ki'ilu gozel tov min hakahal. That's how important the shliach tzibur's role is that if you send up the wrong person as the shliach tzibur slichus, as if you're robbing the kahal of their rights to have someone who's hagun, who's a fit candidate to leave the slichos. Vasim liten esedin, they'll be punished for such a thing. Vayodeh v'yatzma sheinu baki mi'od v'yodeh lishma afilu mishkaga. A person who realizes that he's not careful about the mitzvahs of Hashem, and sometimes he fails and he violates, not deliberately necessarily, but bishkaga, because he wasn't careful enough. Ein lo lahachdis atzmo b'avodas Hashem. He should not push himself to be the shliach tzibur and offer himself as the candidate. V'yim eino roi v'hagon u'baki eimam tinilo kishar anoshim el govim li'alter. What does he mean here? Im eino roi v'hagun u'baki lo kishar anoshim elagovim we alter. I'm not 100% clear of what he means. See, I'm just going to take a stab at it. We need a Pirush Rashi here on this Mishnah Berurah. I think what he means is that if the question is, should we wait? You know, there's a concept of tircha de tzibur. We don't want to keep the tzibur waiting. People are in a rush. So we have a principle called ein mamtinin lo. And I think what he means to say is that even if he's not up to par to be the shliach tzibur, but that's what we have right now, as long as he knows how to daven, he's a baki, even though he's in a roi v'hagun, then we're not going to wait to find the exact ideal candidate who might come or might not come, and we don't want to delay, but we just go on and let this person be the Shliach Tzibur. Let's immediately get to business and start the Slichos. B'torah v'maisim roi shi'iyah Shliach Tzibur atokeah Balei Tshuva Gemura. So both the Shliach Tzibur and the Tokeah, and I believe he's talking about the Tokeah during the entire month of Elul, if I'm not mistaken, because I don't think we're ready for Rosh Hashanah yet, should be a Bal Tshuva Gemura, someone who did full-fledged, genuine, all-encompassing Tshuva. Gam roi sheyilmedu ha-kavonos me'atfilah v'atkios. There are a lot of different kavonos that a person should have during the tefilos and the slichos and the tkios. And that's something that we get from the Zohar. And now we're looking at the Mishnah Berurah, page 105. V'nagu shemisha hiskel l'spalel o l'skoa afilu pam achas. Once we settled on the right candidate, even though he's only davened once as a Shliach Tzibur for the Slichos, or he's only blown the shofar once, nevertheless, aim litate a mitzvah liacher. We should not take the mitzvah away from him. So you get the impression that this appointment of a person to be the shatz for Slichos is an appointment which should take him through the entire period of Slichos. But if he gets sick, so he's not going to be there for Slichos. Now they can appoint someone else. When his health is restored, he comes back to the mitzvah like it was before. He was the one who started, and he gets the mitzvah. Someone who takes his cases, his lawsuits to the secular courts, he's not up to par as far as the Shliach Tzibur and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now it's interesting that the Mishnah Berurah here mentions Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Does that mean that the entire discussion that we had from the beginning, and we're going back to the Mishnah Berurah number Tess, is all about Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippur? It's not about the Yemei HaSlichos. Let's just quickly review what we, not word for word, but the ideas that we saw in Sifkat and Tess. And he was talking about those who should be appropriate candidates as Shluchei Tzibur. I don't see that, at least in Tess, he mentions anything about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Let's look at Yud. Again, I don't see that he mentions Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Here he mentions it at the end of Yud Aleph for the first time. It could be that until now he's been talking about the days of Slichos. And when he speaks about Baal Tokeah here, he's talking about being Tokeah during the days of El. I'm not so sure about it, because again, here he speaks about who's roy and who's excluded and disqualified to be the Shliach Tzibur Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. This is a new paragraph, whereas until now he's been discussing the Yemei HaSlichos. And the very fact that he said earlier that if he started blowing the shofar even once, we shouldn't take the mitzvah away from him, it sounds to me like he's talking about blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Let's take a look for a moment, if we can, in the Shari Tshuva. Maybe we can clarify this. Does the Shari Tshuva have a piece here about who is to be the Shliach Tzibur? Let's see. Misha Bobar Chol Shalakim Ein Roy Leo Shliach Tzibur Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's number Yutess. Ah, he's quoting the Shut Torah's Emes. Elim Kenos a Tshuva. So if a person does Tshuva for taking his litigants, his law cases to the Goyish courts, then he's okay. We can reinstate him. Im Roa Sheyesh Machlokas Bishvil Atfil Lo Yispala. If a person realizes that he's one of two candidates and there's going to be a fight about it, he should just drop out. Afal pishis pal mishe nohogun, even if his competitive alternative is not up to par. Just avoid machlok. Shei ben shloshim, she'oz roi ben levi lavod. Where does the number 30 come up? The age of 30, that's because of the avodas halavim. A levi is appointed to do the avoda, whatever avoda is appropriate for a levi, from the age of 30, but not before. And tefillah is connected avoda. And once again, we're applying the category of tefillah to slichos. Slichos is itself a tefillah. V'gam, and furthermore, gam oz libo nishbar v'nidke. He's really able to cry out of a deep sense of longing, mimamaki. Once he's gone through so much experience of life, he's 30 years old. So it's interesting, because if you tap someone on the back and ask him, what are the significant ages in halacha? You know, you talk about 12 years for a girl, 13 years for a boy. You might talk about 18 for chuppah. But where do we see the number 30? Only here. And this is a spin-off of Avodas Halevim. Also, want to makpid that he should be a married man. Says the Mishruya Gimel Dumya the Kohen Gadol Shayu Mechanim Lo Isha Mechinim Lo Isha Cheres. We were very careful that the Kohen Gadol has to be married, and that's based on Psukim in the Torah. V'shetia Lo Isha L'Shomer Menachet, and a woman keeps him in line. U'Pashetim Mizdami Lo Shnayim. If you have a choice between two candidates for the Shliach Tzibur position, Echad Hu Ben Torah V'Yirei Chet. So you can have a single fellow who's a Ben Torah and he's a God-fearing Jew. He may be lacking some of these conditions. He's not married. He might even be less than 30. Take him, despite his shortcomings, over a Jew who's not a Talmud Chacham, even though he's married and he's 30. Now, the Ramah says that Kol Yisrael Ksherim Heim Rak Shiyah Merutza L'Kohol. The most important condition in the Shliach Tzibur is that people like him, you know, they accept him, they want him to be the Shliach Tzibur on their behalf. Aval Im Mispal B'Chazka, if he takes over this position by force, Ein Onim Achrav Amen. You shouldn't even recite Amen. The Shliach Tzibur has to have in mind that he wants to be motzi everyone. It's an all or nothing endeavor. In yelo sone u'mechavit shelo lotzio, if chas v'sholem he hates someone and he has in mind not to be motzi him, then gam ov of einam yotzi b'tfilos, and he's completely disqualified himself and his tfilos are ineffective. V'yesh mekom shenogim shemispal slichos mispal kol ayom. Once we gave him the Shliach Tzibur job for Slichos, he should be the Shliach Tzibur for the entire day. And the Mishnah Berurah here on the left column says, Shachris u'mincha. And this is a reflection of the principle called Hamaskil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Now, what about Ma'ariv? So here we have two opinions. Yesh omrim di'af arvis shelefonov, which means the arvis that came before Shacharis, not the Arvis following Shacharis. Aval ha'arvis shalayom shalachrav ein shayachlo. Meaning, this halach of maskul mitzvah omer lo gemar applies to the entire day, and Ma'ariv going into the day is part of the day, but the Ma'ariv after the day, that already belongs to tomorrow. Now he quotes the Magen Avraham, atam zehu kodem, mitam zehu kodem li ovel, Ula Moel, Uli Yartzeit. This is really powerful. You know, you would think that the idea that the Shliach Tzibur for one should now be given the whole day, that's an honor, it's a very nice nice chupar, but it's not Mikra Din. But yet here he's trumping an Ovel, a Moel, a Yartzeit. The Tefillah Talya Beratzon HaKol. Meaning, once they've chosen him, he's the chosen one. He's the one that is accepted and was voted in and elected as the Shliach Tzibur, that's the one they want. And they would prefer him apparently over an Ovil and Mol, people who have a Chiyuv. And Tefillah Talya Baratzon HaKol El Yoram Mafak because of a Daita the Yartzeit Yeshlo Spalel Imhu Misane, which is very interesting. He's saying that if you observe a Yartzeit together with a Tainus, a fast, like the Gemara says in the Dorm Kiyom Shemesbo Aviv, so he commemorates the Yartzeit with a fast, then according to El Yoraba, he trumps the Bala Slichos. Once we get to Lamnatzeach, which is a supplication which we pour in our heart, then an Ovel can serve as the Shliach Tzibur. So this is what we have here in Seif Aleph. Seif Beis is a discussion about Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a very high-profile subject in this Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, and Emirtz Hashem, we'll try to find time if we can, Bli Neder, to study the balance of this Siman and the laws of Erev Rosh Hashanah.